Okay, today is 9/7. This is Deerbrook Emergency Hospital. Date of visit, 9/6. The doctor, Dr. Maroney, M-A-R-O-N-E-Y. First patient is DM, 23-year-old with allergic reaction to hair dye with dermatitis, treated with doxycycline. Left message for patient to call me back. Diagnosis was dermatitis and cellulitis. Next patient is OD, 76-year-old male, well, female, with flu-like symptoms. Swab test was negative, sent home with no medications. Consider antibiotic for, sent home with no medication, did not answer the phone. Vitals were stable. Next patient is QR, 20-year-old with a rash on the neck, diagnosed with dermatitis, cellulitis, treated with doxycycline, triamcinolone. Phone not accepting calls right now. JN is a 55-year-old with cold symptoms, body ache. Swab test negative, test x-ray negative, CBC, CMP normal. No prescription given. The number left in the emergency room was the wrong number. Next patient is DL. This is a 57-year-old gentleman. Comes in with severe abdominal pain. Normal LFT, white count 12,000. Upper abdomen ultrasound shows a distended gallbladder. Patient was in the emergency room at Cleveland on the 5th. The day before, CT scan then showed a 2-millimeter stone and a dilated common bile duct. Patient was about to be transferred to Deerbrook, but left AMA because he wanted to drive himself. Today in Deerbrook, patient was... was not offered any antibiotics, admission, or pain medication. Dr. Maroney's response to my text regarding lack of treatment for the patient was that, in quotation, this is a psych patient. He left AMA from TEH the day before at Deerbrook. The gallbladder did not look infected, did not need pain medication, and security had to be called for him and his whole family in the waiting room. Quotation closed. Patient's still very upset that he's in pain and nobody has cared about his condition. His white count in Cleveland was 14,000. He did leave AMA in Cleveland, but not yesterday at Deerbrook. Patient at least needed evaluation by internist, by the PC, by the hospitalist, regarding admission, since he was being looked at for admission the day before. Period. There was no explanation as why security was called regarding for his family in the waiting area in the chart, except for the text that I received from Dr. Maroney. Next patient is SM, is a 62-year-old lady with flu-like symptoms, diagnosed with COVID, chest x-ray negative, H&H was 18 and 55, no explanation as of why, treated with Paxlovid, left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is DF, 36-year-old with corneal abrasion, treated as such, doing better today, happy with the doctor. Next patient is MJ, 30-year-old with flu-like symptoms, chest x-ray showed pneumonia. The chart states he left AMA. When I called the patient, he said they tried to draw blood from me 3 times, When he finally said, "I don't want any blood drawn," in quotation, they told him he had to leave and could not treat him, so that's why he signed the AMA. His chest x-ray did show pneumonia. This chest x-ray did show what looked like interstitial pneumonia, and he's going to follow up with a different doctor. But he states that the only reason he left is because he did not want any blood drawn after they tried three times. Next patient is AF, is a 5-month-old baby with a cough. Chest x-ray shows patchy pneumonia, swab test negative, treated with amoxicillin. They are about to go get the prescription now, 14 hours later after their visit. 15 hours later after the visit. But they like Dr. Maroney. Next patient is LT, the 22-year-old young lady pregnant, 11 weeks pregnant, had vaginal bleed after intercourse. Urinalysis showed slight blood, was treated with macrobed, UPT, CBC, CMP, pelvic ultrasound, all within normal limits. Phone not accepting calls. Next patient is MF. MF is a 59-year-old gentleman with knee pain. X-ray shows severe EJD, treated with morphine and Zofran, but sent home with no meds. Phone number that was left in the ER is a bad number. Next patient is HH, 70-year-old with possible head injury, status post-fall on aspirin. CT scan showed the scalp hematoma, CBC, CMP negative, diagnosed with concussion. Phone number was busy. Vitals were stable. Next patient is EM, is a 49-day-old child with wheezing. They left without being seen. I could not get them on the phone. Next patient is EA, 38-year-old with neck pain while taking a deep breath. She had a cardiac workup, CBC, CMP, D-dimer, swab test negative, chest x-ray negative, CT of the neck was negative in face of thyroid cancer previously and thyroidectomy. She was very unhappy with Dr. Maroney because she's still in pain, B, she didn't care about what I said, C, she walked away when I was talking to her, D, she didn't answer my questions regarding findings on the CT. E, she avoided me when I was crying in pain and did not want to hear about my pain. And all I wanted to make sure was that my cancer wasn't back. Patient states that she's going to give us a bad review, but I told her that since she's spoken to me, I will definitely pass her concerns to everyone involved, so she would not, so she would hold off on sending us a review at this time. Next patient, HR, 71-year-old male, comes in with severe vomiting, nausea, dizziness, CBC, CMP. Cardiac workup, lipase amylase, CT of the head and abdomen negative, diagnosed with possible colitis, treated with Zofran and Augmentin. Last message, patient should have been kept regarding observation just because of symptoms. No mention of that was made regarding admission. Next patient is JP. He's a 17-year-old with rash around the neck, diagnosed with cellulitis, treated with doxycycline, sent home. Mailbox is full. Next patient is JU, 41-year-old male, difficulty urinating. CT shows a 0.5 kidney stone. UA shows positive nitrates. CBC and CMP was negative, treated with Rocephin and Bactrim. DS, he was unhappy because nobody told him he had a kidney stone, just that he had an infection. Patient is doing better today. Next patient is VD. He's an 8-year-old child seen with earache. Cerumen impaction was noted. They were sent to their PCP. The PCP saw the patient today and referred patient to ENT because they couldn't help him with the impaction. Mom was happy with Dr. Maroney. Next patient is BF, is a 58-year-old woman, status posting the MBA with foot pain, no fracture, sent home with no meds. Left message for the patient. Next patient is JM, is a 47-year-old woman with chest pain, shortness of breath, EKG showed atrial fibrillation, BNP was 300, cardiac workup. CPK and troponin negative, chest x-ray negative, transfer HCA. No one answered her phone. Next patient is JM, 21-year-old woman with headaches, stuffy nose, swab test negative, no prescription given, sent home with no meds, left message. Thank you.